When Dane County inmates call home, those at the other end are picking up the phone and the tab. The bill can quickly add up if conversations are long and rates high. That's why Madison Urban Ministry Director Mary Kay Baum does not want the California company, IC Solutions, to provide phone service to the Dane County Jail.
If you talk for 20 minutes, it's $7. If your son is in jail, it's hard to cut off at less than 20 minutes.
Sylvia Jones knows. She has a son and daughter who recently got out of jail and a 17-year-old son who's still incarcerated. She had her phone disconnected after not paying for collect calls her children made from jail.
I'm a mom and I'm struggling. I have a part-time job and I want to give my children the support, but it's just too expensive. It's too high.
Some of the money families would pay to the new phone company would be shared with Dane County, $1.2 million a year in commissions. Supervisor Andy Olson says he's a reluctant supporter of the deal because it's money the county can't do without.
And that's a lot of money for Dane County, and we have a lot of pressing needs such as human services for developmentally disabled and a lot of other areas where we're trying to find money.
UW-Madison Law Professor Bill Whitford says the money should come from those who are better able to pay than inmates' families.
I don't dispute the need for the money, but there must be another way to raise it.
Dane County inmates can't make or accept direct calls, which carry a lower rate. Other county jails allow inmates to purchase less expensive phone cards, and Dane County officials say they're looking at cheaper alternatives. One idea is a subsidy to help the poor with their phone bills. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.